hungry people. Welcome back to Starving in California. Today I'm going to be talking about something near and dear to my heart, sushi. If you don't like raw fish, I'm sorry, I guess you can click out of this now, or continue to listen and explore your taste buds. I'm going to be doing a run through of three of my favorite spots nearby. I'm going to be going in order from cheap to moderately priced, and then talk about a great place you can go for happy hour. Stay tuned, and as always, subscribe to Starving in California on my website, Instagram, and Twitter. Just a little side note, my brother and I first started Starving in California on Instagram as a way to share our foodie experiences with the community. So please check it out for even more content and give us a follow. I guarantee you, you will find a place you like. Okay, let's start off with the cheapest of the bunch, Full Moon, located in Old Town Tustin. This place is great for three reasons. It's close, it's cheap, and it offers a simple yet enjoyable selection of food. If I haven't mentioned this already, I'm attending Chapman University and live just right down the street, so Full Moon is not far at all. Its close proximity makes it an easy place to go if I'm in a hurry or don't want to drive far. I have been going to Full Moon since high school. It practically became a ritual between my mom and I. We'd literally go every day after school. Going out to eat can be expensive, so luckily this place offers lunch specials that are just about $2 less than the dinner prices every day of the week. This is mainly in regards to combination plates, bowls, and soups, although I'd say their rolls are cheaper than the average sushi joint. The ones I get are anywhere from $7 to $10. If you compare that to other locations, it's pretty much a great deal. So for sure, two people can go and walk out spending less than 20 bucks together if they really wanted to. I have two go-to options when I come here, so depending on how hungry I am, I'll pick one of those. So my first is a teriyaki combination plate with tempura, and it comes with miso soup to start, a side salad, and rice for only $6.50 for lunch. Or I'll pick a roll, which, like I said, ranges from about $7 to $10, and get a side salad. That option usually comes out to about $10.50, $11.50. So it's not very expensive at all. So like I said, both of these options are great depending on how hungry you are. When I want something more filling, I get the combo plate. It's perfect since it offers a lot of variety. The miso soup is my favorite. You can also order it just on the side as a nice way to cleanse your palate, and the salad is also another winner. Pro tip, the dressing is way too good. I always end up asking for another side and pouring it on everything, so you should do the same. For example, if I order the Hawaiian roll, which is a California roll piled high with diced up marinated tuna and salmon, I'll squeeze some lemon all over the top and then pour the dressing over it. It makes for a nice zingy ponzu type of flavor. The Full Moon roll is another worth getting. It leaves out the rice, but it's packed with a variety of fish inside, and its outer seaweed wrap is deep fried. These are my two favorite options, but of course they have very common rolls such as a crunchy roll, an eel roll, California roll of course, and the one with the assortment of random fish on top. It's called the rainbow roll. They have all of those, so yeah, any of those are great options, but like I said, those two are my personal favorites. I know when my mom comes, she doesn't really like a lot of rice, so she orders a cucumber roll, and it takes out all the rice, all the seaweed, and you're basically just wrapping the fish in a cutout piece of cucumber. It's really good if you're looking for something a bit lighter. This is one of my favorite places to go to if I'm in a rush. You know, I don't have a lot of time to go somewhere that far. But I would have to say one of their biggest downfalls is how busy it gets during dinner time and how that affects their service. So usually I come for lunch. Other than that, they're definitely worth checking out to get your sushi fix for a reasonable price. Especially if you're a fellow Chapman student, then this place is a good price and it's conveniently located close to campus. I'd say about 10 minutes or so. Alright, so next up on the list, I'm going to be talking about Poke. It's called Yuroko Cafe, and it's located in Costa Mesa. If you tuned into my first episode of Nachos Borrachos, I talked about the camp and where to get the best nachos at. Well, you're in luck, because Yuroko Cafe is literally across the street from the camp. Real quick story. My boyfriend and I are fat asses, and one day we thought it'd be a good idea to come to Euroka Cafe, grab a poke bowl, and then head over to the camp to grab some nachos at Taco Asylum. Well, we did exactly that, and it was pretty magical, to say the least. June, if you're listening, let's please do that again. Okay, back to the serious stuff. Euroka Cafe is so fucking bomb, I'm hungry just thinking about it, and it makes me sad knowing I'm about to eat chicken tonight. They do it kind of Chipotle style, so you pick your bowl, your base, protein, sides, sauces, and then toppings. The price ranges vary from $8.50 to $12, so small would be $8, include 2 proteins, the medium $10 with 3 proteins, and then the large $12 with 5 proteins if you're super hangry. They have over 10 different protein options that include tofu and edamame for the non-fish eaters, aka my friend Rachel. She'll come with us here and she won't get any fish, so she'll get all the other things and then add, you know, like an extra scoop of crab meat and maybe some edamame. Moving on to their bases, they offer chips as one of their options aside from the typical rice and salad selection. I thought that was kind of unique because I've been to a couple other poke places and I haven't seen that before. Also, upon researching the restaurant, I discovered they do wrap. I'm super stoked about this since my favorite sushi burrito place recently closed down forever. If not, I'd be talking about it right now. But it's pretty reassuring to know that Euroka Cafe has this option now. Okay, moving on. For the sides, avocado is not extra like Chipotle unless you want an extra scoop, and that also applies for the crab meat. They give you a pretty decent size scoop, so I'd say one is enough for me. Okay, a lot of these components I just mentioned are up to the individual, but I'm going to help you out when it comes to the sauces and toppings, because one time I forgot to put a certain sauce that I normally would, and the bowl just felt a little off to me. So sauces, step one, sauce it up. Get spicy miso, spicy mayo, and ponzu on top of your bowl. If you can't handle spice, there's also Euroka's original sauce. I've never tried that one, but I'm sure if you ask, they'd give you a sample. Next, when it comes to toppings, make sure to add garlic chips and fried onions, and lime, of course. The garlic chips and fried onions give it a nice crunch, and it's just nice to have that extra texture when you're eating a bowl full of like rice and other mushy kind of food, so I always make sure to get that. Now, of course, there's other options for toppings like masago, which are the little fish eggs, green onions, just a whole bunch of your typical toppings, but those are the ones I would definitely recommend if you've never been here before and you're looking to make a pretty good poke bowl. So there you have it. That's what I do to my bowl. I hope you're willing to try it out as well. And maybe if you're feeling extra adventurous, you'll get a small bowl and then head over to the nacho place and get some nachos to share with some friends as well. Okay, let's keep this rolling. On to White Wasabi, located in Seal Beach. This has to be one of my favorite local sushi places. Even though it's a bit farther than the other two that I suggested, it's worth it. If you've checked out my website before, then you have seen the plate full of sushi as my header image. And this is where it's from, White Wasabi. Yeah, that picture was taken just a couple months ago during my 22nd birthday. We went out, ordered a whole table full of food, and it was really good. It's gonna be a bit hard for me to really tell you guys what to order here just because I like everything. So let's just get started. I usually come right as happy hour begins, which is at 5 p.m. during the weekdays and goes on until about 7. Their last call is around 6:50, but if you have a nice waiter, then I'm sure they'll let you order right until 7. As for the weekends, happy hour begins at 3, and I want to say it also ends at 7. To be honest, I never really go when it's not happy hour because I feel like the happy hour menu has a lot of rolls and appetizers that I already love so much, and they're at a really good price, so I want to take advantage of that. Their normal menu is huge, so check it out when you go. For the happy hour menu, all the rolls are about $8. Appetizers and the other items range from about $4 to $11, depending on what you want. So I think an edamame plate would be more on the $4 side, and then a sashimi plate would be closer to the $11 side. And as always, there's deals on wine and beer. I've ordered almost everything on the happy hour menu, but if I had to give you at least a couple things to make sure to order, then I'd have to start out with the devil roll, the rising sun roll, the gucci roll, the albacore sashimis, the spicy tuna crispy rice, fried calamari, and tuna tataki. I really just love sashimi overall. So it's nice to see the albacore sashimi and the tuna tataki on the happy hour menu. Everyone that I've taken to this location really loves it, but if I'm going to be completely honest with this review, then I'd have to mention that the service here is shit. I've had two shitty experiences before, so I try and keep that in mind every time I go. They get pretty busy and seem a bit understaffed at times, so that contributes to how quickly they're able to attend to your request. So that's not to say that all the staff are awful, but there's definitely this one woman there who I'm not too sure as to why she works as a waitress, because that means you're constantly dealing with people and she's just not the friendliest. But you know, aside from that, I really love this place. I mean, I had a birthday dinner here, I brought a lot of my close friends here, and it's worth the drive over. Now, if you're like, damn, Seal Beach, Long Beach, that's a bit far. I don't know if I want to make the trip. Then consider making a whole day out of it and go to the beach first. Spend some time there in the morning, and then you can go there for happy hour right as it begins. Drive down PCH and relax and have a few drinks and eat some sushi. The beaches nearby are, of course, Seal Beach, Sunset Beach, and Huntington Beach. Seal Beach has a cute little pier if you've never been, and there's a bunch of shops nearby, ice cream, a couple bars I want to say, and of course there's always tons to do in Huntington Beach. As for Sunset Beach, it's a bit quieter if you just want to relax, and there's options like paddleboarding along Back Bay. I go paddleboarding a lot during the summer or kayaking, so White Wasabi is usually one of the places I want to go to afterwards. So there's no reason why you can't use your beach day as an excuse to grab sushi for happy hour later on. Oh, really quickly, one time I went on Groupon and I was able to find a really cool deal for paddleboarding in Sunset Beach. So that can even be an idea if you're looking for something to do. Summer's about to approach us, you can go onto Groupon, find a cool paddleboarding place, and then later on, like I said, yeah, head over to White Wasabi and grab some sushi. Okay, so there's another sushi place that I really wanted to talk about because it's hands down the best sushi I've had in my life, but you're going to have to wait. It's located in Sacramento, so I'm going to be featuring this one in the next episode where I talk about various restaurants all over California, such as places to go to in San Diego, San Francisco, and yeah, like I just said, Sacramento. This could be a good episode for anyone who's planning on making a trip to any of those areas that I just mentioned. Thank you so much for listening, and make sure to join me next week.